President Mugabe fell down in front of hundreds of his supporters who had thronged the Harare International Airport to welcome him from Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, where he took over the rotational chairmanship of the continental body. Mr. Mugabe missed a step off the podium after addressing his supporters for almost 45 minutes. The Zimbabwean leader, who celebrates his 91st birthday this month, was helped off the ground by his aides, who immediately escorted him to his presidential motorcade while dusting his suit. State security agents immediately rounded up all journalists covering the event and ordered them to delete Mr. Mugabe's images. Presidential spokesman George Charamba refused to discuss the incident, saying this had nothing to do with the media. Mr. Mugabe frequently visits the Far East for routine medical checkups for an undisclosed ailment, though Charamba has told the media that the president has a problem with his right eye. Obet Gutu, spokesman of the Movement for Democratic Change led by Morgan Tsvangirai, says Mr. Mugabe is now old and should step down.
This just confirms what we have always said, that Mr. Mugabe is no longer fit for purpose. At age 91, he cannot be entrusted with the onerous task of running the affairs of state. He is an old man, and as such, the best he can do for the country, for his own health, and for his own family, is to immediately step down and allow a more able leader to take over the affairs of running the country.
But former leader of the Zimbabwe National Students Union, Pride Mukono, said Mugabe's falling was nothing spectacular.
I just think that the case of anyone falling or being tripled is quite normal. I think we've had many people falling, including some of ourselves. We've almost always fell, especially when they are moving down the steps. So it cannot be a real big deal, particularly with regards to the president. Though, of course, the issues of age cannot be escaped when such things do happen.
Meanwhile, ZANU-PF has posted on its Twitter page a message that reads, quote, "Please don't allow rumors and lies. President Robert Gabriel Mugabe did not fall. He was doing a bounce like the kids do," end quote. Veteran journalist David Masunda also slammed Mr. Mugabe's security aides for ordering journalists to delete Mr. Mugabe's images, saying this was tantamount to muzzling the press.
You can't say that you are only allowed to take certain pictures when you invite journalists. Of course, it's an unfortunate incident that happened, but it's part of what has happened. That is part of the news story that the journalists are looking for. So you can't then say you can only take the good pictures. You can't take other incidents that you might portray as bad or as embarrassing. That should not be, I think, to my understanding of what we are trying to portray is the ability and the way that news should be carried and should be journalists should work. That should not be allowed.
Journalists have always complained that the ZANU-PF government ill-treats them during assignments. Before falling, Mr. Mugabe told his supporters that he was happy to take over the AU chairmanship and pledged to work hard for the continent's development. Mr. Mugabe, who chaired the African Union for 1 year after taking the position from Mauritanian President Mohamed Ould Abdel Aziz, reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.